أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي لما تحرم ما أحل الله لك تبتغي مرضات أزواجك والله غفور رحيم. There's the next surah, Surah Tahrim. In the previous surah, Surah Talaq, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained that and from there we understand that talaq, divorce, if it has to take place also, it is a very responsible and should be done in a very mature way. Unfortunately, because we don't live in an Islamic society, more it's a Western culture that we have got, and we look at talaq also as divorce as they look. Whereas it is a deeny thing and it has to be done according to deen, and if that is not maintained, it destroys the very fabric of society. Where the two partners fight with one another, the two families start fighting, etc., and it destroys everything that was built up over years. So if there has to be a separation in a very mutual and a very, very amicable way, must the separation be done, not what we think of what talaq is and divorce. Now in the next surah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explains to us how to maintain good and proper relationships in the house, how to live with one another, how to fulfill the rights of one another, and this is also extremely important for us to look at this also from an Islamic point of view, not from our own desires, what we feel like doing. But what does Allah Ta'ala want us to do in this way? And Allah at the beginning gives an example of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself, who is the highest of all of mankind, the greatest of all the Anbiya Alayhi Salatu Wasalam also. And Allah has made him a perfect example for us. So at that very, very lofty status of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even a little bit that was not desired, which was not suitable, Allah Ta'ala corrected that also. So that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam can be the most perfect example for the whole of man, for the whole of mankind. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nabiyu, lima tuharrimu ma ahallallahu lak. اے نبی تو کیوں حرام کرتا ہے جو حلال کیا اللہ نے تجھ پر. Oh our نبی, why are you making that haram on you which Allah has made halal for you? There is one basic principle. We are not allowed to make anything which is halal haram, and anything which is haram, we are not allowed to make it halal. We have to be very careful. There are many things which are haram which we get involved in and we regard it as halal, or we just consume it as halal. That is totally wrong. And in the same way, a thing which is halal, a person must not make haram upon him. However, like for example, mashayikh who make tarbiyat of their murids in order to guide them, for a while halal things, they don't make it haram, but they ask them to stay away from it, so that they build that quality that they can stay away from haram also. Or just like in Ramzan, during the day, Allah has forbidden us from halal things. Food is halal for us, drink is halal, our wife is halal. But Allah said, don't indulge in that at all during the days of Ramadan. At night you can eat and drink, you can meet your wife, no problem. But to regard that halal thing, to believe it to be haram, that is totally wrong. A person is ill and he stays away from certain things as a diet. Doctors, Hakim told him, don't have this, don't have that. He knows it's halal, he accepts it as halal. But for that period, for his remedy, he stays away from it. That is permissible. So this was the case. And the instance behind this, there are a few related instances behind this, but the most authentic is that which has come in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif, that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and this is another great practice that we also have to try and imbibe and inculcate within us, he used to visit each of his wives between Asr and Maghrib Namaz. And the reason for this was that like that, he used to have the nights for each wife also. But at this time, the main purpose was this, to take stock of how they are living and how their deeni matters are, etc. From here we learn that we also, our children, our wife also, We should, on a daily basis, give them some time and find out what is the dini condition and whether there is any remedial process necessary to do that as well. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, every day after Fajr finishes, after Ishraq, he should visit the houses of each of his son, and then he should find out what's the condition. The dini, today we meet as family members, we find out how's the health condition of one another. Perhaps we find out what's the financial condition, but dini condition. Are all making namaz? Are all on deen? Are all trying to bring deen more in their lives? This is unfortunately absolutely out of our lives. And that was the main purpose. The main purpose is gone totally out of our lives. So all our family members, we should keep in contact with them. And one main purpose is to see how is the dini condition. And we'll encourage further if there is any weakness, that we try and maintain that. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to visit each wife and discuss, talk with them, etc. But on one occasion, one of the wives, Zainab ibn Jahsh radiyallahu ta'ala anha, had received some honey. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liked honey and sweet things. So he should take off that honey, and in that he got delayed going to the other wives. And each wife was very keen and every day waiting for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be coming. Now this delay, they couldn't take it. It was too hard for them that this delay is taking place. So they, because of the delay, they found out, and why are you delaying and coming? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood that he's taking more time. Hazrat Zainab ibn Jahash radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Now just this little bit, that also Allah did not want. That we must give equal time also to each wife. And give equal time. So from here also we learn, our children also, everyone, don't let one feel bad because of another. We give another one more time and attention, and the other one feels neglected. Other one feels, my father doesn't like me, my mother doesn't like me. That should not be the case. We have feelings more for one than the other. That is just natural. But that we should have maintained equality. Yeah, today we don't have many, nobody really has got more wives than one, very few people. There very much equality is required. So in the whole, yeah, with us also, the wife and the mother, don't let the mother feel that he's giving too much time to the daughter-in-law. And that the daughter-in-law mustn't feel also that you're giving too much time to the mother. You must try and maintain equality between all. And the main purpose for this was for deen. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he realized that because of my taking honey there, I'm getting delayed. So he took a qasam that I won't have that honey anymore. So Allah Ta'ala did not like that he takes that qasam. So Allah Ta'ala says, why are you making that haram upon yourself, which is halal? The love Allah had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how Allah corrected him with so much of kindness and affection. And all this so that the whole of mankind can have a perfect model in front of them. تَبْتَغِي مَرْضَاتَ أَزْوَاجِكَ چَاہْتَ هِتُ رَزَامَنْدِي أَبْنِي أَرْتَوْكِ. Are you doing this because you want to please the other wives more? And therefore, now they are waiting for you and they are now complaining. And because of to please them more, you are unpleasing one wife. Don't do that. Maintain that equality properly. And from there, we all have to learn this great lesson. And Allah love, because of Allah's great love, this little bit, which is of a very, very high level, Allah says that little disinclination, that also we don't like, but we have forgiven you. Wallahu ghafoorur raheem. Or Allah bakhashne wala, meherman hai. Allah Ta'ala has forgiven you and He is showing you still His great, great mercies and kindness. And then this qasam which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took, which was mentioned previously also, Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ فَرَضَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ تَحِلَّةَ أَيْمَانِكُمْ. مُقَرَّرْ كَرْ دِيَا هِي اللَّهَ نِي تُمْهَارِ لِيَ کھول ڈالنا تمہاری قسموں کا. Allah Ta'ala has made it farad upon you. when you take an inappropriate qasam, that you must break that qasam and pay the kafara for it. For example, some people say, I'll never speak to my mother again, I'll never speak to my father again, etc. If a person took a wrong qasam like that, then he must break. It's necessary, compulsory for him to break that qasam and pay the kafara for that. So this was also according to the very lofty status of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was not appropriate for that lofty status. So Allah Ta'ala said, Allah has made for us, break that qasam of yours that you say you won't have honey anymore, and by all means have honey and whatever Allah has permitted for you, and give the kafara. Wallahu maulakum. Or Allah Malik hai tumhara. Allah is your Mawla. The one, Mawla, is the one who looks after you very kindly and in a very, very polite and a very dignified manner. So Allah says, Allah is your Mawla. And He wants to guide you to the most perfect, that even one degree, one millionth of a degree, you must not be off the mark. So He's guiding you. وَهُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ Or وَهِ سَبْ كُجْ جَانْتَ حِكْمَةُ وَعَلَىٰ هِ And Allah is the only one who knows everything and full of wisdom also Allah's actions are, Allah's commands are. So what Allah knows what has transpired. And He has given this command according to His great, great wisdom. And what is the best? Because you are the final Nabi for the whole of mankind till the day of Qiyamah. Not one little bit must come anything on your character. You have to be the most perfect and the most correct. Wow, here we go.